Welcome to the Cabinet of Wonders on NPR. We're recording at Manhattan's City Winery. Prepare your ears. Tonight's cabinet is overflowing. Josh Ritter is here. He's a songwriter and singer. No, he's a novelist. He's all three. Sarah Vowell hits the trifecta as well. Journalist, raconteur, and the voice of Violet for you Incredibles fans. We've got Punch Brothers with their anti-phogmatic bluegrass. Look it up. And who doesn't like to be read to? Hayley Tanner is here. She's come armed with literature. Wait, there's even more. The supremely funny Eugene Merman. And she's been a new bohemian. She's been a gadabout. But tonight, we've got her all to ourselves, Miss Edie Brickell. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Wesley Harding, and I've got the key. The Cabinet of Wonders is open. Welcome back to the Cabinet of Wonders on NPR, because the time is right for a little variety. When the children have been good, that is, be it understood, good at mealtime, good at play, good all night, and good all day, they shall have the pretty things this Cabinet of Wonders brings. But naughty romping girls and boys who tear their clothes and make a noise, spoil their pinafores and sheets, and deserve no special treats. Such as these shall never yet enjoy this special cabinet. The door is locked, your money is spent. May I present the cabinet, its contents, and its discontents. Edie Brickell, Josh Ritter, Sarah Vowell, Punch Brothers, Hayley Tanner, and Eugene Merman, all on one stage. What a sight. Well, I do believe we have a very special and lovely show for you this evening. There's going to be some very beautiful things on display when I'm off the stage. This song I wrote about Atlantic Yards, which I hear has set loose a torrent of rats upon Brooklyn. Highly unpleasant. There's a freeway where we played football in the fields. Apartments on the pitch at Highbury. There's a shed called Deer Creek, of which my one critique is there's no creek now and it's all deer free. There's a Walgreens where there were no walls, just greenery. Theme park in a palace in Tennessee. That tree there is a pylon, but some things you can rely on. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a hard luck story everywhere you look, but oh, the glory. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a stadium where we used to drink at Freddy's, for a team that no one likes or wants or needs. They said they'd revitalize the place. Now there's a million parking spaces.
maybe bedrooms for the homeless refugees. There's a chain store where mom and pop once prospered. They're divorced now and they live in penury. Their kids grew up and moved away. I hear that happens anyway. And there's a Starbucks where they live, I guarantee. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a hard luck story everywhere you look, but oh the glory. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. And I miss the old Starbucks, but the new one's just the same. It's got coffee, CDs, it's even got the same name. You know, I wouldn't have even noticed. Oh, if you hadn't told me. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a hard luck story everywhere you look, but all the glory. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be. There's a Starbucks where the Starbucks used to be.
On the lead guitar, David Nagler. Bass, Eddie Carlson. And on the drums, Adam Gold.
Okay, so for our first guest of the evening, I've written a poem. That's not unusual. Who gets invited to the cabinet? Performers who offer a double threat, the creme de la creme, the smartest set, and anyone who hasn't done it yet. Including those I know slightly via the internet, and this woman whom I met at the vet. She's a genius, you'll love her writing, you'll love her manner, author of Vaclav and Lena, it's Hayley Tanner! Tell us about your earrings, Hayley, let's break the ice.
These earrings?
Look yeah. at them.
I'm a little person. I like big earrings. Helps. Gives me some gravitas.
Quite the opposite. Now, normally, previously in cabinets, we just have the authors come and read a chunk from their thing. I've got bored of that idea. So what I decided was I would set the authors a task, and we'll see if it works tonight. It might not work. I asked Hayley to read to you the greatest first paragraph of any book. Hayley, you're the first person to do this, and I thank you for participating. What have you got for us tonight?
You are oh so welcome. And I have Even Cowgirls Get the Blues by Tom Robbins.
Read us a paragraph.
I shall. Can I say first that I just said backstage, if you see a girl on the subway holding a well-thumbed copy of this novel, you should ask her out. Okay, are you ready? Okay. Welcome to the Rubber Rose Ranch. It is the finest outhouse in the Dakotas. It has to be. Spiders, mice, cold drafts, splinters, corn cobs, habitual stenches don't make it in this company. The hands have renovated and decorated the privy themselves. Foam rubber, hanging flower pots, a couple of prints by Georgia O'Keeffe, the cow skull period. Fluffy carpeting, sheetrock insulation, ashtrays, an incense burner, a fly strip, a photograph of Dale Evans about which there is some controversy. There is even a radio in the outhouse, although the only radio station in the area plays nothing but polka. Of course, the ranch has indoor facilities. Flush toilets in regular bathrooms, but they'd been stopped up during the revolution. and nobody had ever unstopped them. Plumbing was one thing the girls were poor at. Nearest Roto-Rooter man was 30 miles. Weren't any Roto-Rooter women anywhere, as far as the ranch hands knew.
Okay, so you could have read any great first paragraph of any book in the world, and you chose to read, as far as I can tell, about a toilet.
Yes, yes. I wanted to read from this because when I was 16, I read this novel, and it made me believe that being a writer could be fun and adventuresome and amazing and full of life and not dusty and full of cobwebs and sadness and ink-stained lonely fingers.
And now you've written a successful first novel. How have you revised that opinion?
Oh, how wrong I was. No, it's I think that there's a little bit of fun in everything. I think there's an opportunity in every moment to take ourselves a little bit less seriously and to metaphorically sit in an outhouse listening to polka.
Haley Tanner.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
It's getting very acoustic. Conductor, when you receive a fare, punch in the presence of the passenger. Punch, brothers, punch with care. Punch in the presence of the passenger. I've done my research. Read Mark Twain. That is how they got their name. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not brothers. They're not called Punch. Punch, brothers!
Thank you so much.
Oh, the blue!
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Oh, y'all are nice. Well, damn. Thank you very much. So the first song we played is called Movement and Location. That's the first song off our brand new record. We'll leave you with one off our last record, which is just called Anti-Fogmatic. This is a song about, I think, the most sensible base for an anti-fogmatic, which is rye whiskey. We are honored to be a part of this evening. I'm enjoying myself very much.
Makes the back room hotter. Oh, but right thoughts aren't good thoughts. Boys, have I ever told you about the time I... Right whiskey wraps your troubles up into a bright blue package, ties a bow about it. Oh boy, just throw it on a pile in the corner to see you're not alone. And I'll be here alone tonight. But right love isn't good love, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I... Bright and early, got my work done quickly, held my baby tightly. Oh boy, rye whiskey makes the sunset faster, makes your spirit more willing, but the body weaker. Because rye sleep isn't good sleep, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I took it and took her for granted? How I took it and took her for granted. So let's take some and take them all for
Thank you very much. We're Punch Brothers, delighted to be here.
So many more wonders in the cabinet. By all means, get a snack, but make sure you've cleaned up the crumbs before Josh Ritter and Edie Brickell see the mess you've made. It's the Cabinet of Wonders on NPR. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Cabinet of Wonders on NPR. I will now read my poem. I met her by chance at an airport. She gave me a lift into town. I asked her without any forethought if she'd read us some verbs and some nouns. And imagine how superb if she threw in an adverb. But that's up to her. I thank her from the bottom of my bowel. It's Sarah Vowell. Sarah Vowell. I am now going to come down amongst you and see if I can find any cards with questions on them that haven't been handed in. I'll come down. And Sarah and Eugene Merman will answer questions from you. Eugene Merman.
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready, Sarah?
Eugene and I are known for our wisdom.
Agreed. Within
about a 10-block radius of here.
It's true. Once you get to 14th, nobody knows. All right, here's a question. Which would you rather be married to? Mitt Romney, Newt, Sarah Palin. Sarah?
Oh, which one would I rather be?
I think both of us. Mitt for his body.
Totally. And the hair. Don't forget the hair.
I don't know. Newt is clearly crazy, but he might be the most fun, and he would let me date other people. Sarah Palin, possibly, because she is of the three a lady.
Right.
Which interests me.
And and for that reason, I probably couldn't marry her in her home state.
No.
She'd definitely have to come here.
So yeah, let's see another one. Here's a question. Where should a young couple go on vacation?
Oh, well, as someone who frittered away her 30s just going to national parks and stuff, and then turned 40 and realized, hey, I'm gonna die, and started making her way through the list of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. I can recommend the wildebeest migration, although you have to kind of time that. And even if you time it right, which I did, you still have to sit in a jeep with the Maasai warriors who are driving you around, waiting for the lazy wildebeest to decide to cross the river. And it's like, you know, I can understand there's a crocodile there, they're hesitant, but, like, you know, if you've just been sitting there forever waiting for them to cross the river. So there's that. Find me after, because I have recommendations of ecclesiastical architecture.
Give us a few.
Versailles, a little gaudy, but you do understand the revolution more.
Should I be making an effort to befriend the random people at my table? Oh. I would say if they are attractive or clearly have power.
And not when, like, the writers are up here, just when the musicians are playing. I mean, it's true, Wes, in his rhyme, I did meet Wes at a baggage claim. I don't know how old this person is, but after a certain point, you stop saying, do I need to know more people? You know, like, I've passed that point. It's like, I don't get around to seeing the people I do know. So I would be like, oh, you know that horrible feeling when you've just made a new friend in your 40s? And you're like, oh, one more person to feel bad about not seeing.
Sarah.
What?
Sarah, are you still talking about when we met at the airport right now?
You can read into that however you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, to my left, it's Sarah Vowell. I saw her at the ICA. That's in London, by the way. I'll translate. I saw her at the ICA in 1988. She sang her new song, What I Am, and I thought it was great. But how much greater to see what she is 24 years later, cooler than a creamsicle? Edie Brickell.
Hi.
Thank you. feeling?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you all feeling? Barely old enough to legally drive, she took off in her stepmother's van. A restlessness that blew her over the line, like the wind inside an aluminum can. At a payphone in a donut shop, she called a friend back home. We're all worried and they've called the cops. Are you crazy? Where have you gone? She said, what would you do if you were me? When it's suicide, got a job at a local cafe. Friday nights they feature live rock and roll. She fell in love with the boy who played. He had soulful eyes and Indian blood, no intention of hanging around. This harmonica and her heart when he left town. He said, what would you do if you were me? When it's suicide to stay and murder.
Thank you. This is a new one, not yet released, as was Wicked William.
Which is good, because they can't judge us against the recorded performance. I like it.
Romance is a fairy tale, a beautiful fantasy set up to fail. Follow back the breadcrumb trail to the movies. I was a believer in love with love. I was a believer, always dreaming of love. White horses will get muddy, shining armor doesn't stay that way. Nobody can make you happy. If you can't do it, how can they? I was a believer in love with love. I was a believer.
Raquel.
Thank you all.
It's time for us to restock the cabinet. We promise we won't be long. This is NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, we're still here. Where have you been? I'm John Wesley Harding. This is the Cabinet of Wonders on NPR, where words, music, and comedy have a go at an open marriage. You're so nice to me. Let's have a little interstitial music. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Felsenfeld. Well, I couldn't be happier. You're very lucky people. When I first toured with him, we were younger and fitter. Though I could have been his babysitter. He was designated driver. Now he's designated hitter. Many tours later, still not bitter, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Ritter!
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for having me here. This is really beautiful.
That's okay.
Rock and roll. The angel of the Holy Grail saw Galahad come riding, so he took the Holy Grail off the shelf. And inside the holy chapel made for Holy Grail hiding, the angel could be seen to smile to himself. If you're the great Sir Galahad from now on, said the angel, may all angels call me blessed of my race. If you're not the great Sir Galahad, I warn you, keep on riding. And if you are, I pray you'll let me see your face. Galahad took off his helmet, said, good angel, look upon me. Fear not, for I bring tidings of great joy. For long years the grail you've guarded, now you get to let me drink it. How happy must be angels thus employed. Oh, the favors that you shower upon me, a simple angel, said the angel, your magnificence abounds. Take your boots off, great Sir Galahad, by your astounding beauty, whatever ground you stand on turns to holy ground. Galahad took off his boots, and he watched the ground quite closely, and the angel smiled to himself again. He said, I can't believe I'm asking, but Sir Galahad, please tell me, what is it that makes you want to go to heaven? In heaven there's no lamb chops, Queen Guinevere's for hand jobs, marijuana, Kenny Rogers, or ecstasy. Perhaps you come by some mistake. To me, this seems more error than knight errantry. I'm not sure I can sing this on the radio, actually. So. Yes, and what about the stable boys? I know you think they're handsome, and some of them, they think you're awful handsome, too. And sitting up in heaven, you'll still think about them often when you're an angel, thinking's all that you can do. At this, Sir Galahad got angry. Angel, he said, don't you tempt me. I wish to go to heaven and not to hell. So when women call me handsome, when the stable boys look lonesome, I'll hold my virtue very firmly by myself. I guarantee you'll hold it often, said the angel, oh, one more thing. Before you drink the wine, please take your armor off. I gotta carry you to heaven, and despite what you'd imagine, I have trouble bearing heavy things aloft. Sir Galahad stood naked in a pile of his armor, his boots and helmet scattered all around. His perfect lips, they sipped the grail. His perfect heart commenced to fail. His perfect body fell upon the ground. The angel lit a cigarette, and when he was sure Galahad was dead, he picked all of his clothes up off the floor. Then I put on his boots and armor. I laid his body on the altar, put his helmet on, and I headed for the door.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I want to invite out my friends Punch Brothers right now. Fantastic. This song is called Another New World. And I'm really thrilled to be here with these guys, man.
We love
leading lights of the age all wondered amongst themselves what I would do next. And after all that I'd found in my travels around the world, was there anything left? Gentlemen, I said, I've studied the maps, and if what I am thinking is right, there's another new world at the top of the world for whoever can break through the ice. I looked round the room, that way I once had, and I saw that they wanted belief. So I said, I like God, and my guts and my God. Then I paused, and the Annabelle Lee, oh, the Annabelle Lee, I saw their eyes shine, the most beautiful ship in the sea. My Nina, my Pinta, my Santa Maria, my beautiful Annabelle Lee. We set sail, the crowd waved from shore, and on board the crew waved their hats. But I never had family, it's just the Annabelle Lee, so I didn't have cause to look back. I just set the course north, and I studied the charts, and towards dark I drifted towards sleep. And I dreamed of the fine deep harbor I'd find past the ice from my Annabelle Lee. And after that it got colder, and the world got quiet. It was never quite day or quite night. And the sea turned the color of sky, turned the color of sea, turned the color of ice. Till at last all around us was fastnessed one vast glassy desert of arsenic white. And the waves that once lifted us sifted instead into drifts against Annabelle's sides, and the crew gathered closer. At first for the comfort, but each morning would bring a new set of tracks in the snow leading over the edge of the world till I was the only one left. And after that it gets cloudy, but it feels like I lay there for days and maybe for months. And Annabelle held me, the two of us happy, just to think back on all we had done. Thank you. talk to the other. New worlds we'd discover as she gave up her body to me. And as I chopped up her mainsail for timber, I told her of all that we still had to see. And as the frost turned her mooring to nine tail, and the wind lashed her sides in the cold, I burned her to keep me alive every night in the loving embrace of her hold. And I won't call it shelter. What brought me back here to the old world to drink and decline, pretend that the search for another new world was well worth the burning of mine. Sometimes at night, in my dreams comes the singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile as I sleep, thinking Annabelle Lee has finally made it to another new world. Yes, yeah, sometimes at night, in my dreams comes the singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep, thinking Annabelle Lee has finally made it to another new world.
Punch Brothers.
Josh Ritter. Punch Brothers. Let's get the band back up here. And I will read a poem of goodbye to you before we sing our last song this evening. It's been beautiful. I'd like a round of applause, please, for the performers this evening. And those include, hold on. And those include, great friend to the cabinet, Eugene Merman. Sarah Vowell, Josh Ritter, Edie Brickell, Punch Brothers, Hayley Tanner, The English UK, and now, a moment's quiet. Our cabinet is now ended. Don't patronize me. Our cabinet is now ended. These are actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits and are melted into air, thin air, and like the baseless fabric of this Vivian Westwood suit. The brilliant songs, the thought-provoking readings, the surly comics, the great city winery itself, yay, all which it inherit shall dissolve, and like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a guitar pick behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, the cabinet is closed. Thank you so much for coming. Singing a song in the morning, singing it again at night. I don't even know what I'm singing about, but it makes me feel I feel all right. Yeah, yeah, it makes me feel I feel all right. I feel alright. Here we go.
Singing a song.